Hi, this is a dictation for patient Ronald Milton, R-O-N-E-L-L-E-M-I-L-T-O-N, Ronald Milton. Date of birth is 8/24/2022. Date of birth is 10/15/1985. Ronald, R-O-N-E-L-L-E-M-I-L-T-O-N. Date of service 12/28/2023. Date of accident is 8/24/2022. This patient was shot 8 bullets in several areas of the body, including spine, face, and lungs, and he underwent several surgeries, including 2 cervical surgeries and lumbar fusion surgeries, spine stool, and spinal cord stimulation device has been temporarily been successful, which was tried for the cervical and thoracic region. Patient is quite satisfied. A permanent device will be installed in the next week by Dr. Redden. It's perfectly fine. Patient agrees. I agree with that. To remove the chronic use of narcotics, which patient also doesn't want. He's currently going for US rehab for therapy, and he reports no pain in the lower back. Only pain is in the neck and the upper back around 7 in the thoracic and cervical spine. ADLs are affected 7. Patient reports 50% improvement with the various medications and therapies, and spinal cord device is the next in line. The patient had been provided 1 facet joint injection on 10/7, but it didn't bring him reasonable relief, long lasting. Kindly review the chart for rest of the ADL system review, as well as for the current medication, substance abuse, and for compliance history. Patient report that his narco doesn't bring all the relief. He has to take 4 medication. So he requests Percocet. His urine drug screens have been done. And in the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 138/104. Pulse is 89 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from previous visit of 11/27/2023, dictation number 1128-029. Along with diagnosis, plan is to provide the patient with Norco 10/325 with 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets, and the idea is to not give any more if the spinal cord stimulation device works. He's been provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, and Ambien 10 milligram at night for sleep help. He will continue on the therapy once a week for neck, mid back, lower back. And he remains disabled for work. He'll be seen in 30 days' time, and hopefully he will be pain-free with a permanent device that is being installed. Thank you. He does report some depression, and patient will be requested to see a psychiatrist. Thank you.